Kesha. Welcome back to My Talk 107.1. This is Donna and Marley. Donna's out. Steve's here. Ryan's here. Steve, although look, Steve has just proclaimed himself to be Santa Claus.
Well,
and
that,
I think
let's
you
take
need
it out of context.
Tell us why.
So, I hate to beat a dead horse here. I don't. How do you feel about that saying, by the way? I didn't realize how I felt about it until I just said it out loud.
You know what? I say it a lot, or a lot of people say it about me, so I really have no problem with it.
It's mostly harmless.
Really? Boy, it sounds more harmful now that you just said that. Why do they say that about you?
Because I always beat the dead horse.
Oh, you
I
do?
Always, my friends always say I take it too far. Like, I always make another joke after we've made 100 jokes, and then it's not funny anymore.
I think the non-horse-hurting way to reference that would be, I hate to belabor the point.
Yeah. Are you ever going to say that, though, if you're kind of just going back and forth, like, yeah, ask them this, ask them this, ask them this, and then I'm like, ask the turkey people how to
I don't know.
And they're like, no, Marley, you're beating the dead horse. This is over.
No. First of all, I feel like you're misusing it right there. Everything that you just
what
did
you
kind
mean?
Of scared me. You wouldn't say to someone, you're beating the dead horse. The person who is who has made one too many comments on something or brought something up one too many times,
exactly.
They say of themselves, I hate to beat a dead horse.
Dude,
I hope
it
you do.
Is it beat a dead horse or beat the dead horse?
It's,
because I always say...
It's all right. Now we got to Google it.
I think there's only one dead horse, and that's the one that you're beating.
You're beating this dead horse conversation to death right now.
Yeah.
We are beating the dead horse out of this dead horse conversation.
It's beat or flog a dead horse. I hate to flog a dead horse.
Oh, gosh.
I hate to beat a dead horse.
I do not like that. I mean, I think overall you're right. It's kind of an aggressive saying.
The phrase means I hate to waste energy on a lost cause or an unalterable situation. Oh, so in this case, never mind. No horses. No horses were harmed in this next story. I brought up earlier... this week and maybe a little last week, that one street over from where I live in this wonderful little neighborhood, there are all the trees are lit with Christmas lights and it looks just so lovely. And I've long thought, boy, I wish we could get that going on my street. And I have talked about this on the radio. I've talked about it on Twin Cities Live. How do I go about it? How do I go about it so that I'm not that neighbor who's pushy? I said I was going to put a note in everybody's mailboxes. The Twin Cities Live viewers responded in such force, letting me know that that is technically speaking... a felony.
What?
Yes. You could be imprisoned, apparently.
What?
Yeah, it's this whole federal mandate. Yeah, you can't do that.
It's called laws.
My bad. So then I thought, but going up door to door, I hate it when people knock on my door.
No.
I like seeing neighbors, but I don't want to be like, hi, I haven't introduced myself yet. I'm Steve.
By the way, I have these chocolate bars for sale.
Also, if you could string some lights in your tree. Merry Christmas, everyone!
Do you want to see how I can clean your mailbox?
So what we do have, though, is a community Facebook page. So I thought maybe I just post it there.
Sure.
It's not too aggressive. It's an easy way to spread the word. The only thing is, though, I don't know if everyone on my specific street is on the Facebook page or not. But at any rate, I just posted it.
He did this morning.
I just posted it.
Yeah, he ran it by me too.
Do you want me to read it to you?
Yeah, read some of it for
sure. Let's call the street Garfield Street.
Okay.
Garfield.
Yeah, it's not actually Garfield.
It's not actually Garfield. Okay. Garfield. I mean, Garfield is just killing it every Christmas. When I drive by and see the whole street lined with lit trees, I often drive up it just to enjoy the lights. As a resident of Thompson, frankly, I'm a little jealous. So, for the first year ever, I lit my tree. And here's what I want to do to my fellow Johnson Street folks. Encourage you to do the same in an effort to spread the festive spirit if you feel so inclined. I bought a holiday light extension pole and will leave it outside of my house for anyone who would like to use it to hang lights on their curbside tree.
Mm-hmm.
Feel free to use it. And just return it to the side of my house for the next person to use. Also, no pressure at all, truly, just a festive thought that crossed my mind.
Love it. Love that last sentence.
Okay.
I think that saves you.
That diffused it,
yes.
Right?
Yes, because now it's not a gentle prodding with said utensil that you have bought.
Light extension pole.
It is just a light festive suggestion.
I get an immediate response from a neighbor. We're in. We are decorating the house as we speak. It is so awesome that you posted this.
Oh.
The next comment. Love this times a million. I totally agree. So jelly of that street. Then another person. I concur. This is wonderful. A few years ago, I tried to get our tree lit like they have their trees lit.
Yes.
But I was never able to get it quite similar. Friends, maybe, just maybe, maybe a revolution. Now, here's the thing.
Okay.
It's not going to be the whole street this year. It's about making progress. Mm-hmm. And if there are three more trees that are lit on our lane this year, then next year, maybe seven more are
lit. And then at Thompson, the street that you supposedly live on, is already looking better. And you've planted the seeds for next year or the year after to have all the trees lit.
Yeah.
All right. I like it, Steve. I applaud you for that effort.
Okay.
I thought it was going to come off a little almost aggressive, but slash passive aggressive and slight Ned Flanders-ish.
Yep. Yep.
But I like it.
If you could please light this Jesus is born sign in the front lawn, I would deeply appreciate
it. How do they need to hang their lights, though? Is there a specific way? Do they have to have the string lights? Or what if you have the people that are throwing up the blankets?
You can do that. I don't care.
Really?
No, this is no judgment zone. It's just get lights and, you know, there's a tree out in front and light it up.
All right. Okay, that is why Steve is Santa Claus. Thank you. If you're just joining us, that was
Steve's. I felt really empowered when I looked and saw positive responses.
Mm-hmm.
That was when I probably jumped a little bit to conclusions.
I got excited.
Declaring myself Santa Claus.
I got excited.
I would be contacting a realtor immediately if I got that message. That's it.
Oh, man. Well, you would have never been allowed in our neighborhood in the first place. We do background checks.
Oh,
would have negated you. You creepy old Benjamin Button weirdo.
Thank you.
I say that respectfully, Ryan.
Wow. This neighbor here.
I don't even know what that means.
Ned Flanders. He has
or
a dark
where that
side.
Comes from.
He's because he wears old man sweaters. He talks like an old man.
What do you think about this one today, Mar? Is it old man or?
Yesterday's was. It was delightfully old.
The cable knit.
I really don't. I mean, that passes as an old man sweater. Ah. I'm not trying to put you down.
No. I take it as a compliment, quite frankly.
Well, Steve's wearing, I don't even know what you're wearing.
Is he still
today,
wearing his jacket?
No, he's
jacket
not wearing a jacket.
What's the beef with this hat? Every time I wear this hat,
let me take a picture
really
of what you look like right now, and I'll put it on our Instagram.
Should I push my hat down?
No. Well, no. Let's do it like this right now, because it just looks very confusing. I can't tell where your hair begins and your
I wore this hat once to a meeting. And a producer on Twin Cities Live, I was just didn't want to do my hair in the morning. It was cold, so I put this hat on.
It looks like you have a bob.
And then the producer said, well,
looks like you have a pretty voluminous bob.
Yeah, don't hate. All right, y'all. He said, if I was wearing a sombrero, I guess you'd want to talk about it. So are we going to talk about your hat? This hat gets a lot of attention.
Yes, yeah.
It's got the ear flaps and everything.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really doing it. Okay, when we come back here on My Talk 107.1, it's kind of like Russian style or something like that. I'm trying to describe it.
Yes.
It has the flaps with the fur
ear
on
ear flaps,
it.
Mm-hmm. Fur in the front. It's great.
We shall document it. We'll put it on our Instagram accounts, which, by the way, My Talk 107.1 on Instagram, or you can follow our show Instagram, which is Donna and Marley. When we come back, we've got some music news, including the best deep cuts from the 21st century pop stars. These are kind of fun, but are they the right, you know, are they the best ones? Really, truly, we shall discuss. That's next year on My Talk 107.1. Welcome back to My Talk 107.1. This is Donna and Marley. Donna's out. Steve and Ryan are here. And it's time to talk a little bit of music. We've got a list of the best deep cuts from the 21st century. Where is that coming from?
Sorry.
What the hell's he doing?
Hey guys, it's Steve. Welcome back. Did you already do that?
Hey, it's Steve
what
from
yeah,
TV.
Radio. Yep, you're in your car. What? That was your car making noise. Take it to the mechanic. Sorry.
That's on you, man. So again, we have a list of these deep cuts, 20 best deep cuts by 21st century pop stars. And I was kind of curious about this because I love listening to whole albums and that kind of thing. Mm. But I have to be honest, I don't know a ton of these. I do know the top three, which are, the top three of all these 20 by Taylor Swift, Justin Timberlake, and then Beyonce. So that's exciting. Let's listen to the top three. Number three on this list of best deep cuts, All You Had to Do Was Stay by Taylor Swift.
All I know is that you drove us.
I'm amazed that has not been Is that on her most recent album?
It's on 1989. So not the one that just came out, but
I can't believe that wasn't a radio single.
No. Yeah.
You know, there's an interesting process that's sort of dark and cloudy and shadowy as to how singles are chosen.
What is that process?
There's management, there are executives that go through and figure out this is the one that we're going to serve up to a radio station. That should have been. Come on, would you not be driving around in your car?
See, I have to say that actually, I was surprised to see that one on here. That isn't one I would pick.
Oh, you didn't? I thought that was so catchy.
See, the one thing that just throws me off about that song, I like the whole song, and then I kind of remember listening to it really early on and just going, ugh, why did she choose that note? All you had to do was stay.
Ooh.
Like, all you had to do was stay. I don't know, just a couple other options.
Can you bring it back, Ryan? Can you bring it back? Can we sample this again?
I mean, can't.
No, I just didn't know why it needed to be that that kind of piercing of a choice. But I don't dislike it. I like it.
She's a piercing figure, that Taylor Swift, you know? She cuts to your core.
She's polarizing. Can we fire that up again one more time,
sure,
Ryan?
Sure, why
Thank
not?
You.
That's right. Is that you
drove us off the road? Hey, all you had to do was stay. Have me in the palm of your hand. Then why'd you have to go and lock me out? We'll let you in.
I like that.
You like that.
Yeah.
Now that it's just too late. Yeah.
Yeah. Tay Tay.
All right.
I love that song.
Well, the other thing about that album is there are other ones I would have picked, but then she released, I mean, almost that whole album as singles. So, and songs that came off way later, like Wildest Dreams, which then got beat to death, overplayed. But that was, I think that was the best song on the whole album, and that wasn't a single until later.
All right. Did you say Justin Timberlake is on this deep cut list too?
Deep cuts left. Yeah. Yes, he is. He's number two with Future Sex / Love Sound.
Oh, sure. I remember.
Hit it.
Yeah. I never liked this song. I know this song. I never liked it.
What the hell?
I don't like that at all.
What the hell is this?
I know, you feel like something's off, right? It almost sounds like it's almost out of tune. It's weird.
I thought I was like playing like two things at once there. That's awful. I'm not excited for him to play the Super Bowl. I'm sorry. Is that a controversial statement?
Yeah, well, you're just wrong. He's going to crush it.
I think there could have been, he's already done it. There could have been so many other people that could have done it. And what? We're going to hear dance, dance, dance. We're going to hear that song. That's a big deal.
I get this feeling.
Is that it?
Yeah, it's the troll song. Ryan, you're actually the only other person I have found that feels that way.
Who's the first?
Because I feel that way,
Marley.
Too.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Marley has beef with JT.
See, it's fun. No, I don't. It's just fine. I like that everyone else is excited about it, so I'll get on board with it because I like to have a common thing that's really fun, and I don't really care then.
Right.
But if it were my choice, I'm also just a little underwhelmed at it, but he'll do a great job. He's an unbelievable entertainer.
And the fact that Jimmy Fallon's going to be in town too, that they'll probably team up, maybe do some goofy things around town.
Are you excited? Are you guys excited about the fact that Fallon's going to be taping?
I do like that.
Cool.
While he's in town,
it's great.
I just love hearing, you know, when celebrities say Minneapolis or Minnesota or St. Paul. I just, you know, get a little.
I know
they know we exist.
He's going to be at the Orpheum over Super Bowl weekend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, last night when I saw Waitress at the Orpheum last night, they did have a moment where they shouted out to Minnesota, which was kind of fun. Okay, back to this list of the best 20 deep cuts by 21st century pop stars. Let's get to number one, "Freakum Dress" by Beyonce. This is from B-Day in 2006. What do you guys think?
Oh, pass on
hard
that.
Pass on that.
That was not good. That also sounded like similar to that Justin Timberlake song, that there was some sort of dissonance that was happening, that your ear is hearing something that it doesn't want to be hearing.
Yeah, these are kind of weird choices, I would have to say, because I feel like these are artists I actually know other deep cuts that I like way better than these. Number four on the list is Lost in the World. That's Kanye West, which is off of My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, which is actually an awesome, awesome album. But Desperado by Rihanna, Teeth by Lady Gaga.
Well, I don't remember that one.
I don't either. Feel No Ways by Drake. The Weeknd is on here. Britney Spears, How I Roll. Femme Fatale. Don't even remember that album at all.
Me neither. A lot of these words aren't making sense to me.
Kill You by Eminem.
Whoa, that's aggressive. Boy, I thought Beat a Dead Horse was bad. Yikes. At least it's already dead.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Deep cuts. If you have a favorite deep cut by a 21st century artist, I'd actually be curious to know what it is. You can email us at our website at mytalk1071.com. Just go to the Donna and Marley show page. And Donna is on vacation, so we've got Steve and we've got Ryan in here. And when we come back, on My Talk 107.1, we are going to, well, it's kind of Steve o'clock, but you're here the whole day, so it's Steve o'clock all day.
Something that I'd like to do, maybe we open up the phone lines here, 651-641-1071. I heard a couple of cool holiday traditions that I thought, boy, I'd like to implement that. So if you have any interesting holiday traditions, how your crew, how your family does it, be it Thanksgiving or heading into Christmas, give us a call, 651-641-1071. We would love to know.
We'll do that next year on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Welcome back to My Talk 107.1. It's Marley. It's Donna and Marley. Steve's here, but I don't know if he's actually here. He's lost somewhere else. Give us an update on your quest to get your neighbors to also hang lights on their curbside
trees. Curbside trees. One street over does it. It always looks fabulous.
#curbside tree.
And I posted something in our neighborhood Facebook page. I don't know how many of my direct neighbors are on that page, but I think quite a few. Anyways, I think we're getting some really, really positive responses. Even one neighbor from a few streets over saying, hey, we should do this too. Great idea. So what if I friggin' turned it into the North Pole? So yes, do I feel like I have potentially started a movement that may well sweep the Southwest Metro? Of course I do.
Oh God!
Is it a blessing and a burden? You betcha. But I'm in it now.
With great power comes great responsibility.
This is how people end up running for office. This is how it happens. Did I just look into my future? Will I be the mayor of Chaska someday?
Oh, I could see that. I could see you definitely going into town hall meetings and really playing a part in the leadership.
Incidentally, when I was in seventh grade, that was the first year that you could get into youth group in like our local youth group. Mm-hmm. And I would shake hands with everybody to the point where I got the nickname the mayor. Because I would just go around. And I wasn't like high-fiving people. I was shaking a lot of people's hands like I was trying to win over constituents. But anyways, this is really exciting.
That's really exciting. If you missed it earlier today, we talked about it a little bit, and we've talked about it for, I don't know, a week or so now. But Steve has a tool?
A quest? I have a tool. So I went out, since One Street Over always lights their trees, I went out, bought a tool, and said, hey, I got the tool that it's this extension pool, an 11-foot extension pool, so that you, pole, so that you don't have to get into a ladder. You just get the, imagine a really long pole with a V at the top, and then you string the lights over that V, and then you just reach up into the tree, hook lights on, then go back down to the ground, get the other lights, hook them on. You don't have to get a ladder. It's great. It's easy. I really enjoyed putting them up.
I had a beer in hand and I put them up.
Oh, yeah. Darn tootin' last weekend.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Got it. All right. So, yeah, if you've ever looked at those trees and wondered how did those guys get it up there, it's because they have the tool that Steve has and is trying to kind of gently force his neighbors into using
it. They have
a
long pole.
And it's going well. It's going well. We did ask you before we took a break there to call us, 651-641-1071, with your favorite or your unique holiday traditions. Maybe it is a Thanksgiving tradition. Maybe it is just a holiday, Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever it is that you celebrate tradition. We want to know what the most unique tradition that you have is. 651-641-1071.
So I heard a really interesting idea the other day where I was asking somebody about their Thanksgiving get together. Mm-hmm. And this person gets together with his family, and so about 40 people.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. A big old family. Big old fam. And I said, so what are you doing? What are you bringing? What are your duties? And he said, when you walk in the door, there is a kid's jar and there is an adult's jar. And in the jar are little pieces of paper with your responsibility. So you might reach into the adult's jar and it might say dishes. It might say set the table, clear the table, whatever.
Oh.
But it's a really easy way. If no drama, just pick it out. That's what you do. The kids have a little jar too. So they're maybe setting the kids' table or whatever. And I thought, oh, that's a really cool idea. And then I heard another interesting idea from a friend who works in the building. And she said that, you know, look, Santa can get really overwhelmed this time of year. And if you send Santa a really long list, poor guy has to employ so many elves already. And if he has to take them off of toy assembly and put them into letter reading, it's a whole thing. So she has them write Santa this: something I want, something I need, something to wear, something to read. And it's a really nice way of, and she says she does this, I believe it's on Thanksgiving Day. They go through the paper and then they circle some things, and it helps them to really hone in, because children can look every passing commercial or publication that comes to your mailbox. You go crazy. And it really helps them to get sharp in their thinking and clear in their communication with Santa.
I love that. Can you say that one more time?
Yeah, so here's what she has them do. Write to Santa saying something I want, something I need, something to wear, something to read.
Love that.
Isn't that lovely?
Yes.
So there you go. So, yes, you can call us 651-641-1071. We want to know, what are your interesting, fun traditions around the holidays that folks should know about?
We do have calls on the line. We've got Christine on the line. Hey, Christine, welcome to the show. Do you have a holiday tradition you want to share?
Yeah, sure. We always have pickled herring.
Oh.
It's like the only time of the year, and I love pickled herring on Thanksgiving or Christmas, but any other time of the year, I just can't eat it. But I love it on the holidays.
The nostalgia is the sauce that you need on your pickled herring.
Oh, what?
It's the nostalgic sauce. That's what it is.
It is. It really is.
Who makes it?
Having it since I was a little kid, and not the cream herring, pickled herring.
Boy, I had pickled herring the other day on Twin Cities Live. I just got to say, and I hope that this doesn't ruin our relationship, but I found it to be almost Lutefiskian in its...
Oh, no, it's not Lutefiskian at all. You have a little pickled onion with it. It's delicious.
How do you eat it?
On a cracker.
On a cracker with some pickled onion.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Got
it's delicious.
Thanks, Christine. Yep. Very cool. We've got Katie on the line. Katie wants to share a holiday tradition. Hey, Katie, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi, what's your tradition?
Every year, for about 50 years now, my family and I have sung Christmas carols at the Dakota County Village by the fairgrounds.
Oh, fun.
And they decorate all, it's like an old-time village. They decorate it for Christmas. There's usually a horse-drawn sleigh. Santa, and then in the church, they sing Christmas carols all day long on the weekend.
That
and
is so fun.
We sang for 2 years, or for 2 hours.
Fun. I love that. The old school caroling.
I think that that's a beautiful thing. I think I just talked about how I don't like it when people knock on the doors, just because, I don't know. I don't know why. That's a crummy thing about me, but.
No, it's kind of changed, I think,
I almost
in
wanted to
our
put
culture,
up
too.
A no solicitors sign on my door. Would that make me a grumpy old man?
Well, I love that you're saying this now when about 25 minutes ago you were asking if you could walk around to your neighbors.
Well, no, but I decided not to knock on their doors. I had better judgment than to do that because I thought that would be rather off-putting. But if someone knocked on my door and I opened and they were like, hark the heralding, I would be really, I might cry. I don't know.
Okay, what if at the very end then they kind of pulled out?
Oh my gosh.
I don't know.
Whoa, it looked like a weapon, Marley.
Hey, do you want to sign up for this new newspaper? Do you want to buy my kids cookies?
Insect repellent for your exterior of your home.
Yes.
That would be a bummer.
Do you want to see how I can shine your mailbox?
Let me wash your windows now.
I keep bringing up the mailbox one because the only thing I ever remember buying with someone coming up to my door was a random dude who came up with some sort of oil and a rag
and cleaned.
Oh, cleaned our mailbox, and it had never been so shiny.
Oh, my goodness.
And my brothers and I were all, I don't know, 6, 7 years old, and we made our mom get it.
Yeah. While I don't like
Yeah.
The process of dealing with a solicitor, a door-to-door salesperson, I have great respect for the hustle. And yes. I will tell them as much and say, way to keep grinding. You're going to be a killer salesperson at some point. But I had a guy who came up and had a Sharpie and a white rag, like a white towel.
Oh.
And he wrote on it real quick. And I was like, what are you doing? And then he took this spray and was like, watch me.
Oh, wow.
Washed it right off, started blowing my mind. We bought like a gallon of his stuff.
You did?
Yeah. Anyways.
There you go. Just make stuff disappear and we're into it.
All right.
Back to the phones. We've got Sharon on the line. Hey, Sharon, do you have a holiday tradition you want to share? Hi, Sharon.
Oh, sorry. Yes, I'm originally from Canada, and I've been here for about 8 years, but we always celebrated Boxing Day, which is traditionally the day that the servants would get off and they'd have their holiday. But so on Boxing Day, the family would come over, and they're all wearing their pajamas, and we'd have rented maybe 10, 12 movies, and we sit around, we watch movies all day long, and we eat the leftover desserts, and we just all have fun together.
That's really fun. You know what I like about that? Among many things in your wonderful Canadian accent, but I like the idea of sometime, especially during Thanksgiving weekend, I think is what would work for us, to just make a movie day. Sometimes I try to produce the movie experience a little bit too much, and sometimes that can be fun and special.
No way.
I know, surprising.
No way, you do.
Right? I put on. They're always like, "Are we putting on the movie lights?" And it's like, you know, soft special lighting and all that kind of stuff.
Shocking.
But if that Saturday after Thanksgiving, if I just said from beginning to end, movie. And you can come in and sit down on the couch if you want to watch it. And you know,
I love
if you
that.
Don't want to.
I think that's sometimes really you have to have that communicated in order for that to be okay, that you're just inside watching something all day.
Yes.
Otherwise, you feel bad about yourself. Or at least, yeah, sometimes. We've got Laura on the line. We'll let you have the last word in terms of holiday traditions. Hey, Laura.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good morning. What tradition did you want to share?
Yeah, so for years and years and years, my mom had started this tradition back then with a good friend of hers and one of our aunts, actually, where they took a trip to Chicago right after Thanksgiving, so on Black Friday, technically, and then did Christmas shopping in Chicago while everything's all lit up there and it's just beautiful.
Oh, fun.
So for like the last 10 years, when we've been able to, my sisters and my mom and I all go to Chicago, and we're going to be going this year, so I'm super excited.
Is that crazy on Black Friday down there?
It's not. No, it doesn't even feel like Black Friday shopping. In fact, it feels just like, you know, shopping downtown, because we stay downtown, we walk everywhere. It's not particularly, I don't know, crazy busy like it is here when people are mad rushing to all of the stores. So it doesn't even quite feel like Black Friday, but it's just such a fun tradition to shop for Christmas gifts there.
That is a really fun tradition. Shopping in Chicago is really fun. Well, awesome. Have a fun time there. And thank you, everyone, for sharing your holiday traditions. We will be back here in just a moment because it's time to get tipsy. I know Steve will have practical tips.
Oh, they'll change your day.
Absolutely. Also, I've got a tip for you. If you really want to enjoy Thanksgiving, this is what you need to do. And actually, a little tip about volunteering that might surprise you. We'll let you know all those things next here on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Welcome back to My Talk 107.1. This is Donna and Marley. Thank you for listening. We're also streaming at our website at mytalk1071.com. Sign up, register there, actually, to be a listener. And there will be chances to win things a little bit down the road. But that's kind of a fun new thing that's going to be coming up here at My Talk 107.1. And now, in the meantime, it's time to get tipsy. Oops, I think I'm supposed to hit that, aren't I? Here we go.
Time for a tip.
Everybody on the show getting tipsy.
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 All right, guys, the way to best enjoy your Thanksgiving meal, it might surprise you, actually.
Also,
the way that you are supposed to best enjoy your Thanksgiving meal is by having salad.
Ah.
This is a controversial topic, and especially here at My Talk with Lori and Julia. They had a whole big thing about Lori's Thanksgiving salad last year.
Oh, boy.
They called it Salad-gate, and it was because Lori wanted to bring a salad, and everyone was going, no, you don't have salad on Thanksgiving. And then she brought a very autumnal salad and kind of redeemed herself, and it's lore.
With the right nut mixture?
Yes. Yeah, the right cheese nut.
Oh, cheese and nuts.
It's got to be hearty.
Yes.
Yeah, of course it does.
Mm-hmm. And it went over really, really well, much to people's surprise. But so, again, listen to this. of all the Thanksgiving foods, they're very rich, very salty, very creamy. So if that's all you're eating, your mouth is going to get bored with those flavors and you'll stop eating.
It's a palate cleanser.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So before you get stuffed, if you mix in some salad, it balances things out. It will refresh your mouth so you can enjoy more of the other stuff. Okay.
Huh.
There you go. I've got some other tips. I've got, this is kind of a surprising, I think, volunteering tip around Thanksgiving. Don't volunteer at a soup kitchen on Thanksgiving for the first time if you've never done it before.
Interesting. I think I see what they're getting at.
Right?
I don't get it.
I know. It's kind of a surprise. Of course, people want to give back. That's amazing. Definitely do. And definitely go and volunteer at a soup kitchen if you want to. But the experts say do not volunteer on Thanksgiving Day if it's your first time, just because many charities, especially small ones, they're really overwhelmed when a bunch of first-time volunteers show up. It takes time to train people. There's just no time to do that.
Yeah, you can't be holding up the line
on Thanksgiving.
We need our top-shelf volunteers on Thanksgiving.
Exactly. The best way to help is to make a long-term commitment or just not start your commitment on Thanksgiving Day. Okay?
So leave it to the veterans.
Yeah, basically. Do you guys have Thanksgiving etiquette? You know, are there things you need to do and not do at your Thanksgiving table?
Don't get too drunk. It's usually rule number one. That's like any holiday.
Yeah, that's
or anywhere.
That's actually really good.
It's just
one.
A good daily
that's
thing.
That's better than any of the other ones
don't
I have.
Get too drunk.
Having an intentional word of gratitude.
That's nice.
You know, let's like go around and like honestly assess your last year.
How was it?
You know, what stands out? What are you grateful for?
I like doing that. I like that kind of almost on a daily basis.
I'm a big fan of intentional conversation. My friends kind of laugh every time if we get together. And then if I ask a really intentional question, not trying to pry, but let's get past the chit chat at some point. We're all gathered together because we like each other. So let's really know what's going on in each other's lives. And they always kind of laugh whenever.
What do you do? What do you usually dive in with?
You know, it could be a variety of things, but, you know, like... What's been, what's had you feeling most exhilarated in your career the last year?
Okay.
What's been a hurdle that you guys have faced in your marriage in the last 6 months?
Wow.
Dr. Steve.
Listen, what do you want to do? You want to do marriage? Hillary said it takes a village. Now, she was referring to kids, but friends, life requires that communal living. We need to support each other. And at some point, we have to get real and say, guess what? I'm kind of broken and messed up too. And the sooner you know that, the better our conversation and relationship will be.
Steve,
you know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying.
Come on. I mean, we shy away from it too much. There are new depths that you can reach in a relationship. If you just say, I'm going to ask this question, and instead of thinking about it and then wondering after the person leaves and say, I wonder how blank is doing. I wonder how that new job is going. I wonder, you know, they seemed a little off tonight. Should we have asked? Yeah. Yes. You should have asked them.
Yes.
You should. If you care about them, you should ask them.
Yes.
Ask a pointed question and you might just get a revealing answer that really allows you to know each other. That's what it's about. To know and be known. We all want to be known and be loved. We want those two things to be fully known and fully loved. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Wow.
Gosh, I don't really know. I mean, we've still got an hour left. Yeah.
Colleen and Bradley, come in.
Can we just roll right through commercials?
It's not going to get any better than that. Okay, I do have etiquette rules, though.
Okay.
Okay, these are kind of weird. I don't know if anyone actually does these. Steve, that was amazing. Thank you.
It's great.
Thank you for being here.
Yeah, always a pleasure.
I very much enjoy knowing you. Okay, salt and pepper. If you pass them, pass them together.
Boy, Jane Patterson, that is my mother right there.
I didn't know that.
Oh, she taught us at an early age.
Always. Even if someone just asks for the salt, you pass the pepper. I've never learned that.
Yeah.
Yep. Wow, yep. good to know. Okay, wait for the signal. The meal begins only when the host or hostess unfolds their napkin and places it on their lap.
Oh, come on.
That's a little archaic.
I do think you need to wait to start eating until
you know, basic manners.
Either everyone.
We all have different traditions. Ours, we start eating when you hear the song come on, Turn Down for What by Lil Jon.
Sure. Ours is
Turn Down for What?
My mom has kind of like a Vikings horn, like you'll hear at the Vikings game. And she just, as soon as the food's done, she sounds it and everyone just gathers over the pots and starts eating all of it straight out of
saying...
there. Straight out of there.
Okay.
Straight out of all the pots.
Boy, hanging out with you too much, I'm getting gullible like you. She does not blow a horn, does she?
I like it. No.
Oh,
she rings the bell.
Supper time!
Kids! Okay, cut slowly. While you might be excited to grab your fork and knife and dig in, you've got to show some restraint. Cut one piece at a time before eating it.
Oh,
I love that.
That is
what
they say is good etiquette. At most, they say you go two cuts ahead.
Yeah.
But you don't say, here's my turkey. Slice, 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 slice.
Yes.
One slice at a time. Frankly, it'll slow you down.
If your pieces of meat are flying up because you're chopping so fast, too fast.
Yes, too much. Slow down.
Refill other glasses first. I think this is a good one. If there's wine at the table, your glass is empty. Fill everyone else's glasses before you fill yours.
Then drink the remainder from the bottle.
Yes.
No, wait, no. That was bad advice. Don't do that.
Hey, yes, I support that.
No, don't do it. No.
Okay, finally, wait to ask for seconds. Make sure there's enough to go around before you go back for more.
This is like Leave It to Beaver Thanksgiving, like Sunday school Thanksgiving. This is way too polite.
All right, cave guys.
This is way too polite.
Over there?
Yeah, just go. Just do it. This is the one day where you're supposed to eat as much as you can. Do it. Go for it. No etiquette. Turn down for what? Yeah. That's what I'm going with.
Yeah,
here.
I do like that as the call to dinner.
I like that.
For what?
I would add to that the etiquette is you dish up everyone's little thing. You if someone brings the casserole, the potatoes, the corn, you dish up even if you don't want to eat it.
Even if they put marshmallows with the sweet potato.
Put a little bit on your plate.
Really?
Move it around. You don't want to insult anyone. That's a little Minnesota trick.
Okay.
For you here.
All right. I think that's nice. Those are some Thanksgiving etiquette rules for you. Steven, Ryan are here. Donna's on vacation. We'll be right back here on Donna and Marley on My Talk 107.1.